Hi.
Okay, how are you, Cece? This is Mary Crosby from DetroitGospel.com.
Awesome. Detroit.
That's right. Detroit is in the house. It's good to hear your voice, and we're excited about you coming to help light the Christmas tree.
That's right. I am coming.
Yeah, and congratulations on your new project. I did have a chance to listen to it, and of course, it's phenomenal. The iconic voice paired with this beautiful orchestration. It's just beautiful. It's a beautiful Christmas album.
Thank you. I love the orchestration. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
It's amazing. Yes, I'm excited. Are you going to be performing certain selections from the album at the tree lighting?
I'm sure I will. Yeah. That was just one of my things I wanted to do, to be able to do a Christmas record with the full orchestra. And I could just sit and listen to orchestras all day long.
It is so beautiful, and it's so rare that you hear that now, the full orchestra and the symphonic mm-hmm. sound. It's so beautiful. And of course, awesome. Paired with your voice, is just over the top. So
it's just... Oh, well, thank you so much. I'm so glad you enjoyed it.
I did. So on the credits, I saw that the orchestra was from Croatia, and that was interesting, that whole global piece that the project incorporates. Was that difficult to pull that in?
No, it wasn't. We were thinking about London, and we tried to, especially with the timing, we had to try to find the orchestra that could get it done and the timing that we needed. So we tried to, we thought about doing it here in Nashville. They have awesome symphony here. But we ended up, somebody told us about Croatia. And so we were able to get that done in the right time to put the record out. You know, so when you work on a Christmas record and it's July, it's so weird, first of all, because it's burning up. But the time comes around so quickly, you know. And so to be able to get it, and Tim Akers did the arrangement, and I just think he did a phenomenal job.
Yeah. It was awesome. It really is. Now, did you have to travel to Croatia? Did you do just the recording of the orchestra there?
I didn't. My son did. He produced the record. And Tim went, and they were like, "Oh, are you coming? We would love you to come so we can, you know, get the, you know, B footage and different things." And but my schedule was a little bit too hectic, so I didn't make the trip. Croatia.
But Alvin was there, so I'm sure he was holding it down.
He had a director. Yep. Yes.
Now
he was there, and it was amazing.
Yeah, he's got 5 original songs, which is kind of unique for a Christmas album, because everyone kind of tends to go with the classics. So you've got half and half. So what made you decide to go with some of the original songs?
Well, you know, his vision was to do a whole record of originals. Yeah, he's a brave one. I said, what? And after hearing the stuff he was writing, and we were, you know, discussing and going over, I was like, that could be pretty cool. Because we have to think, all the ones that we've listened to for years were original at one time. But we wanted people to have some familiar things as well. But I love the original ones that we have. I love Something's Happening, and yeah, all the original ones, I think, are pretty awesome. They put you back into the frame of what Christmas is all about.
I was impressed by the original ones, to be honest, because you're so used to hearing certain things for Christmas, and then to hear the new ones, and just this new take and this new spin, and the way it incorporates what we're going through today in Christmas, it's really powerful.
Awesome, because, you know, you have to be brave to do that. And I was like, but when I heard it, I know what it did for my heart and where it put my mind. And I was like, you know what? I think people are really going to, I think it's going to be a fresh feel, you know, but yet very Christmassy. So when I listen to it, I get the warm and fuzzies. I feel the fun in Christmas, but I also definitely feel the real meaning of Christmas.
That's how I felt as well. It's only November. I was already starting to go, oh, yeah, I'm getting in the Christmas spirit as I was listening to it. So that's great. And the Something's Happening, that really is a great title for it because it incorporates all the new songs and the old songs and just that feeling that Christmas really is every day. I really appreciated that. What's it like working with your son? What's kind of the best thing about it and some of the things that challenge you about it?
Well, I'm sure it's more challenging on his end than mine. You know, tell him what the mom was saying. I'm not doing it. No.
Right.
I'm the mother here. So, very humbling experience for me, but joyful at the same time. I've known that Alvin has been extremely talented. He has ears and like an old producer and has written incredible songs for a long time, so I have to respect him as a artist in his own right, and a man because he is good and grown now.
It's hard.
It is, you know. Once they're your kids, it's like they're your kids.
Right.
So I had to check myself, but it's been overall, it's been a great joy because for me, first of all, seeing another generation walk in the gifts and the talents that God has given them is just overwhelming. To see God's faithfulness, you know, when I hear the lyrics of the song, because as a mom, my prayer has always been that both my kids, only have two, that they would just fall in love with Jesus, have strong faith, because, you know, life is going to happen to everybody, but if you have that faith, you can make it through, you will make it through, and so it was a joy for me, because I know, first of all, as an artist, you always want to go into the studio with somebody you really trust. And then when you have, you know, so to have family, I'm used to working with family. And it's always, the blessings have always outweighed the challenges. And you have them both because it's family. But when you're going in for one purpose and you're working as one, there's nothing more powerful. So working with him, he knows my voice. That's when he did my last record, Let Them Fall in Love, and he won 2 Grammys for that.
Right.
And so proud of him. So after that, I think I was a lot easier of a client.
Right. Yeah, he proved himself.
He proved himself a little bit.
Yeah.
But he told me then, Mom, he has a deep voice. I know your voice better than anybody. Like, well, I was singing a long time before I conceived you, but you've been around me a long time. So he proved to know that. He proved to know my strengths, my weaknesses. So he would stretch me in places, have me doing sounds that I've never done before. And it's been fresh. I think he's brought me into a place of remaining who I am, but reinventing myself at the same time. It's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a wonderful thing. And so I know our time is drawing to a close, so I just have one last question. Any advice you have for aspiring artists, people that look to you as the iconic gospel artist that you are, what advice can you give to anyone starting out in the industry?
You know, first of all, it's a journey. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. Be patient and be yourself. You know, be yourself. You know, you have pressures when you come into this industry of what this person is doing and what that person is doing and how high this person can sing and how low this one can. And you know what? We're all uniquely different for a reason. You have something to give being who you are. So walk in that and just continue to improve on your craft. But God has a plan for your life, for your gifts, for your talent. So walk in it. Have fun. Have fun,
because
it goes by fast.
Right.
You know?
That's great. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with us at DetroitGospel.com. And we look forward to seeing you at the Christmas tree lighting.
Me too. Look forward to seeing you too. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.